You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on August 23rd, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is the song that was abruptly ended prematurely last week, Dead South's Chain and Sticks. Here is Father John.
Father John was a filthy man, but he loved his God. Sitting by his window late last night, he sang a song about the ways he put them wicked ones away. And on the other side of the mountains where they lay. The other side of the mountains where they'll stay. Rumors on the street, well, I hear they're coming true. That filthy man, he caught him, put him on loose. Cause every word he said, the people laid out of his hand. Just one crying word could be dead. Just one crying word could be dead. When the crew came riding through, they rounded her up down, young boys chased them through the slough. I heard one drown while the others hung around. Father John caught his prey. With heavy eyes, the mamas, they came to weep. Looking down at their young boys, Father John did reap them away from the land and all the families that they had. And on the other side of the mountains where they lay. The other side of the mountains where they stay. About
That was Father John from the Dead Souths, Chain and Stakes. Next up is Dermabrasion's Pain Behavior. Here is Blight. I would like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. On August 19th, the SFU Volleyball Instagram page, also promoted on the SFU Athletics Facebook page, announced that the team's 2024 season tickets went on sale. On August 20th, The SFU Athletics announced the appointment of Luke Simard as the inaugural Executive Director in Athletics and Recreation, effective September 1st. Simard comes from University of Toronto, where he was the Director in Sports and Recreation, and brings abundant experience in jibing athletics, recreational objectives, with budgets fitting University of Vision values. Simard has more than 15 years of senior management and business development in both municipal, recreation, and cultural departments in Ontario, Australia, which followed a collegiate athletic career in water polo at University of Ottawa, according to the SFU Athletics official website. On August 22nd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference released the 2024 preseason rankings for cross-country teams, where the Red Leafs women were ranked third with 78 points, with Western Washington first at 100 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men were ranked second with 83 points, only behind the Western Washington Vikings with 100 points, as both Vikings won the preseason rankings for GNAC cross country. Today, it looks like the SFU swimming team is on their training camp, which may be their third day, according to its Facebook page. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer are later on, SFU's men's soccer starts its preseason tonight, according to the SFU Athletics official website, as they host the Langara College Falcons. The scheduled kickoff at SFU Stadium is at 5 p.m.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
We had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and they're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Welcome back. The third act is Dina's Dina with an exclamation mark. The tune is Yarrow.
Thank you. these waves, this sunshine, this perfect breeze on my skin. I'm remembering you.
I would like to feature the SF Reliefs hockey at this time. On August 21st, the non-conference team took pictures of their roster. Later on, the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League released their schedule for the upcoming season. As the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs start on September 14th, as they go to Kelowna to take on the Okanagan Lakers at MNP Arena. The BCIHL Red Leafs start the regular season on October 4th, also against the Okanagan Lakers at Burnaby's Bill Copeland. On August 22nd, the SFU Red Leafs hit the ice at Burnaby Winter Club, according to the SFU Hockey Facebook page. I believe there's still... let me look today. The Red Leafs have resumed their training camp today. I believe... looks like they are still at Burnaby Winter Club. At least the non-conference team is on their training camp.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
The fourth band is Dirty Nice's Surrender Land with Sophie. What's up?
Going on. What's going on?
Welcome to the second half of episode 32 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Dissimulators Lower Form Resistance. Here is the title track.